welcome to a special episode of Music for Life, a program which explores the purpose and value of music to humanity's enrichment. I'm Ryan Malone, concert manager for Armstrong Auditorium and host for this program. This is another one of our special episodes that I've titled Pre-Concert Talks. These episodes, only 1 hour long instead of our usual 2 hour format, will air the week of a concert at Armstrong Auditorium here in Edmond, Oklahoma. We are coming up on another exciting and lively event here at Armstrong.
Tenebrosa y fría, cuando las horas en silencio me pasaba, las 11:30 en el reloj tal vez serían los aleteos de un centonte que vagaba. A una mujer mi amor le había ofrecido.
This is Noches Tenebrosas, or Gloomy Nights. And doesn't this sound gloomy? This is from the Grammy-winning album titled Amor, Dolor y Lágrimas, and the ensemble is Mariachi Los Camperos, a group that has performed in places from the White House to the Tonight Show, and a group that will be performing here at Armstrong, Thursday, February 4th, 2016. This episode will serve as a pre-concert talk for this performance. In it, we will explore this lively, colorful ensemble and the fiesta of Mexican-American culture, of song and dance that they will be bringing to Armstrong. As stated in our first few pre-concert talk episodes, where we discussed the upcoming performances of Joshua Bell, Gerard Schwartz, and Sarah Santambrosio at Armstrong, it's quite common for concert halls to provide printed program notes for its concert goers. Occasionally, some will even provide a pre-concert lecture where patrons can enter the hall early and hear about that evening's program. So consider this episode one of those lectures, but one that can be consumed in an audio format such as this, where we can play different examples. For this particular pre-concert talk, or for these program notes, we will talk about the band Mariachi Los Camperos. The Performing Arts Series at Armstrong Auditorium is sponsored by the Armstrong International Cultural Foundation. And, as is stated on our website, the Foundation is an international humanitarian organization dedicated to serving cultural and educational needs. We believe people are unique in our mental, physical, and spiritual potential, and that all men must be responsible for the needs of others. Therefore, we aim to aid human achievement and support humanitarian projects around the world, regardless of race or religion. In addition to educational and archaeological initiatives, the Foundation sponsors our annual concert series. The mission of the series is to champion Oklahoma as a world-class center for the arts by bringing monumental cultural experiences to America's heartland. And these cultural experiences, in the form of great performances, range from classical ballet to fine art music to popular traditions such as jazz and Broadway, and the rich folk traditions of many different cultures, as encapsulated in the category sometimes referred to as world music. World music, as its moniker suggests, is a category of music that highlights the musical traditions found around the world. Because it is usually synonymous with folk music, it generally has lively, danceable rhythms and a distinct sound unique to the specific culture from where it originated. About once every concert season, Armstrong Auditorium hosts artists from around the globe who perform shows representative of their nation's folk culture or traditions, such as the Bayanihan Philippine National Folk Dance Company in our 2010-11 season, the Chieftains in our 2011-12 season, and the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble in our 2013-14 season, just to name a few. This year, Armstrong Auditorium is proud to host the Mariachi Los Camperos, an ensemble known for its traditional yet innovative music specific to the Mexican culture. This particular performance, their Edmond debut, will actually be part of the 2016 Anita Martinez Mariachi Festival, which benefits Oklahoma City Public Schools. This performance will kick off that festival, which runs from February 4th through the 7th. The Mariachi Los Camperos is a Grammy-winning group considered one of the top mariachi ensembles in the United States. They have performed in world-class venues such as Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, Kennedy Center, and many others. The ensemble was founded by Natividad Cano, usually called Nati Cano. In 1950, Nati Cano joined a mariachi group in Mexicali, Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. Despite being younger than the group's members, he soon became the ensemble's arranger. The group later relocated to Los Angeles, and when its leader died in an automobile accident, Cano took the helm of the group that he then renamed Los Camperos, literally, the countrymen. Cano grew up performing in a group with his family in Jalisco, Mexico, one of the Mexican communities that promoted the mariachi tradition. He loved the music, but he didn't like the life of performing in cantinas. In a 1993 Los Angeles Times interview, Cano stated, "We'd play saloons, and I remember one day playing for one guy, and he decided not to pay us." That night, they went home without even being fed. At this point in his life, he believed the art form deserved more respect, and out of love for the music, determined to move it out of the traditional setting and into the concert hall. Cano created the arrangements for many of the group's numbers and would often avoid performing time-worn and stereotypical Mexican tunes. At a 1996 concert at the Orange County Theater, he asked the audience, "Do you know La Bamba?" "Yes," the crowd cheered. "Well, we're not going to play it," Cano responded. "There's more to Mexican music than La Bamba," he said. His concert performances consisted of adaptations of Mexican tunes or his own compositions written for the orchestra, most of which were influenced by his life experience. Cano, who was called both a traditionalist and a visionary, played an integral role in the development of mariachi music in North America. He trained and mentored new generations of mariachi musicians, expanded the repertoire, and brought the mariachi performance out of the cantinas and into the concert hall, as he set out to do. Here is an arrangement of Eres Casado, You're a Married Man, and you'll hear even a quotation of a famous wedding march.
Ya ves, compadre, te dije que no te casara. Amigos y me invitan una copa, y aunque quisiera no los puedo despreciar, y si les digo de tomar no tengo ganas, todos en coro me la empiezan a cantar.
Eres casado y te regaña tu señora, y ya no puedes andar entre la bola. Eres casado y te regaña tu señora, y ya no puedes andar entre la bola.
Salgo a la calle y me encuentro una chamaca, y platicando yo la empiezo a enamorar. Más al ratito llega una conocida, y luego, luego me la empiezan a cantar.
Eres casado y te regaña tu señora, y ya no puedes andar entre la bola. Eres casado y te regaña tu señora, y ya no puedes andar entre la bola.
Siento muy alegre, y mis canciones yo las quiero dedicar a una muchacha que se encuentra aquí en el baile y luego, luego me la empiezan a cantar.
Eres casado y te regaña tu señora y ya no puedes andar entre la bola. Eres casado y te regaña tu señora y ya no puedes andar entre la bola. Eres casado y te regaña tu señora y ya no puedes andar entre la bola. Eres casado y te regaña tu señora y ya no puedes andar entre la bola.
So that was Eres Casado, or You're a Married Man, an arrangement performed by Mariachi Los Camperos. We are talking about their founder, Nati Cano, and his efforts to take this traditional style of music and elevate it to a level that was fitting for the concert hall. Speaking of Cano's efforts to raise the standard for mariachi bands, one of the longtime members of the ensemble said of Cano's approach, "His aim was to get mariachi away from the stereotype of guys just getting together to perform not very well and maybe in outfits that didn't match." The same member also mentioned in a Los Angeles Times interview, he wanted polished performances with everyone playing with discipline and pride, and everyone had to look sharp. Nati Cano's Mariachi Los Camperos celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2010 and continues as a driving force of mariachi music in the United States. Los Camperos is known for playing Cano's musical arrangements, which highlight the individual skills and voices of the performers, and we'll feature some of those later. The ensemble features talented musicians from Mexico and the United States performing for audiences worldwide. Back in 1987, the group collaborated with American superstar vocalist Linda Ronstadt on her Grammy-winning album Canciones de mi Padre, Songs of My Father. The group later toured with Ronstadt as well. Thanks to her album, it has been said that Ronstadt helped make mariachi music famous on a global scale. Here is a live performance of Mariachi Los Camperos performing with Linda Ronstadt on La Charreada.
Se charga fiesta del sol. No, de los charros valientes están con sus cantos la evocación. Caribe es un festejo que huele a surco y a tradición. Remedio de la faena, manda mirada de imitación. Y cuánta su animación. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Upaliu paliu, upaliu paliu. Quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Upaliu paliu, upaliu paliu. Yo quiero montarle un toro para que me mire mi amor. Ay, ay, ay.
So that was American vocalist Linda Ronstadt performing La Chereada from her 1987 Grammy-winning album that featured mariachi music, collaborating in that number, a live performance there, with Mariachi Los Camperos, the group that will be performing at Armstrong Auditorium Thursday, February 4th. And it's been said that Linda Ronstadt helped put mariachi music on the map with that 1987 album. Since that collaboration, Mariachi Los Camperos has earned its own place at the Grammys. Of the ensemble's 9 albums, it has received 2 Grammy Awards. The group received the 2005 Best Musical Album for Children Grammy for Celebration, a tribute to Ella Jenkins. In 2006, the album Llegaron Los Camperos was nominated for a Grammy, and their 2008 album Amor, Dolor y Lágrima won the Grammy for Best Regional Mexican Album that year. We heard a track from this as we opened the program. Let's hear another track from that album. This is Flor de Azalea, or Azalea Flower.
Como espuma que inerte lleva el caudaloso río, flor de azalea, la vida en su avalancha te arrastró. Pero al salvarte, hallar pudiste protección y abrigo, donde curar tu corazón. Sonrisa refleja el paso de las horas negras. Tu mirada, la más amarga desesperación. Hoy para siempre quiero que olvides tus pasadas penas y que tan solo tenga horas serenas tu corazón.
Quisiera ser la golondrina y al amanecer a tu ventana llega para ver.
A través del cristal
That was Mariachi Los Camperos playing Flor de Azalea from their Grammy-winning album from 2008, Amor, Dolor y Lágrima. We've been talking about this groundbreaking mariachi ensemble founded by Nati Cano, who revolutionized this art form. Nati Cano died in October 2014, just over a year ago, at age 81. Taking over the group was a musician by the name of Jesus Guzman, usually called Chuy. Chuy has been a faculty member in the UCLA Department of Ethnomusicology since 2000. Under Chuy, the ensemble continues to be recognized by the recording industry's highest award. The group was most recently nominated for another Grammy, the 2016 Best Regional Mexican Album, for its album Tradición, Arte y Pasión. Now let's talk more about some of the elements in this group. First, their outfits. The mariachi group is easily recognizable with their large sombreros and elaborate suits. The sombreros, which are worn by mariachi bands, are typical of the Mexican tradition. The word sombrero comes from the word sombro, meaning shade or shadow in Spanish, and it is believed that the first sombrero was discovered in the 15th century. The first people to wear the sombrero hat were the mestizo workers in Mexico and the southern U.S., used to keep the sun out of their faces. Sombreros are a sign of Mexican historical culture, which is what Mariachi Los Camperos is promoting. The elaborate suits worn by the mariachi ensemble, called charro suits, incorporate elements of 18th century Spaniard attire, boots, fitted pants, and short waist-length jackets. They also wear white shirts with ribbon ties made into bows. Typical mariachi bands prior to 1901 dressed like peons or the servant class, with a white muslin shirt made of plain cotton and pants. The charro suits were not traditionally used until groups began following the examples of Mexican composer, pianist, and conductor Miguel Lerdo de Tejada and his orchestra at the beginning of the 20th century. By the 1930s, it became an institutionalized part of mariachi ensembles to adorn the charro suit, and eventually it became a government requirement that mariachi ensembles wear them when performing at official functions. This particular ensemble will be touring with two dancers and a dozen instrumentalists. Let's talk about the makeup of this instrumental ensemble. A complete mariachi ensemble today usually includes around 6 to 8 violins and a pair of trumpets. Mariachi Los Camperos will have 3 trumpets and 5 violins. A mariachi ensemble usually also consists of a guitar plus a high-pitched rounded-back guitar called a fijuela, which provides the rhythmic underpinning to a mariachi band. Another guitar-like instrument, called the guitarrón, is far deeper than the fijuela and guitar and serves as the bass instrument of the ensemble. This group also tours with a Mexican folk harp, which both carries the bass line and ornaments the melody. But let's talk about the guitarists here. The ensemble's guitarists use their instrument to make both percussive and string sounds, providing rhythmic foundations to the arrangements. However, there are also times when the guitar is featured as the main instrument, such as in this number titled Te Quise Olvidar, or I Wanted to Forget You.
Quisiera saber si todavía me quieres, si todavía me extrañas para volver contigo. Estoy tan solo y triste, cansado de extrañarte, cansado de llorar. Te quise olvidar, pero no puedo lograrlo. Estoy arrepentido, enfermo, triste y solo, y aquí en mi sufrimiento te pido y que perdones a mi pobre corazón. Quisiera olvidar, pero no puedo lograrlo. Estoy arrepentido, enfermo, triste y solo, y aquí en mi sufrimiento te pido que perdones a mi pobre corazón. Quisiera saber si aún me quieres. Hoy quiero volver contigo, vida mía, y comenzar de nuevo aquel amor bonito. Solo tú puedes darme la vida.
You are listening to a special episode of Music for Life on KPCG. I'm Ryan Malone, concert manager for Armstrong Auditorium and host for this program. We are discussing the ensemble Mariachi Los Camperos, which will be performing at Armstrong Auditorium here in Edmond, Oklahoma, Thursday, February 4th, 2016. This program is another of our pre-concert talks for the various performances we'll have throughout the season at Armstrong. That was Te Quise Olvidar from Mariachi Los Camperos' Grammy-winning album from 2008. It featured the guitar. A mariachi ensemble typically consists of a guitar and two other guitar-like instruments, one called the fijuela, which provides the band's rhythmic underpinning, and one called the guitarrón, which serves as the bass instrument of the group. As stated earlier, mariachi bands usually consist of a couple trumpets. Mariachi Los Camperos will be touring with three trumpets. The trumpet is used in traditional ways in the mariachi ensemble, but most players will also use a mute to make the sound softer and less intense. Let's listen to a piece from the same album that features the trumpets. This is in the introduction of their song, Amor Perdido, or Lost Love.
Que vives dichosa sin mí, vive dichosa. Quizá otros labios te den la ternura que yo no te di. Hoy me convenzo que por tu parte nunca fuiste mía, ni yo fui de ti. Para mí, ni yo para ti. Todo fue un juego, no más en la apuesta yo puse y perdí. perdí, esa es mi suerte. Y pago porque soy buen jugador. Tú vives ya feliz, esa es tu suerte. ¿Qué más puede decirte un trovador? Vive tranquila, no es necesario que cuando tú pases me digas adiós. No estoy herido, y por mi madre que no te aborrezco ni guardo rencor. Por el contrario, junto contigo le doy un aplauso al placer y al amor. Que viva el placer, que viva el amor. Ahora soy libre, quiero a quien me quiera, que viva el amor.
That was Amor Perdido from Mariachi Los Camperos' Grammy-winning 2008 album. I just played that track to show how the trumpets were featured in this mariachi ensemble. Los Camperos will be touring with three trumpeters. Their band also consists of a unique instrument, a Mexican folk harp. The primary role of the harpist in this ensemble is to provide bass lines by pulling octaves with the left hand and using the right hand to bring out melodic lines. Listen to it here, featured on the same album, in this number called Mejor Me Voy, Better That I Leave.
Mejor me voy de tu lado, vida mía, que tú no podrás amarme nunca. Delirio.
So that was an example of a track that featured the harp, a unique instrument in this mariachi group. That was Mejor Me Voy, Better That I Leave, from the 2008 Grammy Award-winning album from Mariachi Los Camperos, the group that will be performing here at Armstrong Auditorium in Edmond Thursday, February 4th. I've been introducing you to the various components of this ensemble, that is, the different instruments featured in this mariachi group. But also quite common in mariachi ensembles is the instrument known as the human voice. Here's a track from this 2008 album. It features some lovely vocals. This is Que se me acabe la vida, or Let My Life Come to an End.
Frente una copa de vino y que te diga el destino que vas a vivir sin mí. Que se me cierren los ojos que fueron tu gran cariño y que se sienta en tu pecho de veras que ya me fui. Que se me acabe la vida y que tú la sigas viviendo. A ver si al cabo del tiempo tus labios se siguen riendo. A ver si saben poner el mundo a tus pies como yo lo hacía. A ver si saben decir las cosas de amor que yo te decía.
Saben, chiquitita,
que se me acabe la vida y que tú la sigas viviendo. A ver si al cabo del tiempo tus labios se siguen riendo. A ver si saben poner el mundo a tus pies como yo lo hacía. A ver si saben decir las cosas de amor que yo te decía.
Que se me acabe la vida frente a una copa de vino.
That was Que se me acabe la vida, or Let My Life Come to an End, and that featured the strong vocals of Mariachi Los Camperos. We are talking about the musical elements within a mariachi orchestra. A common feature of most mariachi bands is the violin section. Of the dozen instruments in this group, five will be violins. Now, when used in a mariachi band, the violin is not altered from its traditional use. Here's a snippet of one track where the violins employ the technique known as a tremolo. This is in the introduction to the song, Tu Recuerdo y Yo.
Estoy en el rincón de una cantina.
So that was an example of violin tremolos in the introduction to that song. But let's hear a full example of a song where violins are featured throughout. This is Cuatro Vidas, or Four Lives, from the same 2008 album we've been hearing our examples from today.
Serían para ti. Vida, si te llevas mi vida, contento moriría por ti. Alma,
contento moriría por ti. Ser, si te llevas mi ser, contento moriría por ti.
You are listening to a special episode of Music for Life on KPCG. I'm Ryan Malone, concert manager for Armstrong Auditorium and host for the program. We have discussed the ensemble Mariachi Los Camperos, which will be performing here at Armstrong Auditorium in Edmond, Oklahoma, Thursday, February 4th, 2016. This program is another of our pre-concert talks for the various performances we'll have throughout the season here at Armstrong. That was Cuatro Vidas, a track that featured the violin section of the mariachi ensemble. Before we conclude today's program with one final example, I'd like to remind you that all information about the Armstrong International Cultural Foundation's Performing Arts Series can be found at armstrongauditorium.org. We recently just upgraded that website to be compatible with mobile devices. There you can find more information about the series, the foundation, and even take a stunning 360-degree virtual tour of the entire facility. You can follow Armstrong Auditorium on Twitter at @ArmstrongAud, Armstrong A-U-D. We'll also be encouraging concertgoers to post about the concert on social media using the hashtag Mariachi. If you'd like to follow Music for Life on Twitter, you can do so at MusicForLifePCG. Or if you prefer Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/musicforlifepcg. And just a reminder that all our programs are available on iTunes and on the website kpcg.fm. We also archive all episodes and teasers at SoundCloud. And in addition to that, sometimes we take excerpts or snippets of episodes and put them on SoundCloud too, in case you want to hear just a small portion of a particular episode, like an interview or a particular segment. And you are, of course, welcome and encouraged to click the heart button on those tracks. We would love it if you'd give us a particular rating on iTunes as well, or even write a review if so inclined. You can also send us any feedback by going to the Music for Life page at kpcg.fm and clicking the contact button. Finally, to end today's program, let's hear one more track from this 2008 Grammy-winning album. The album is titled Amor, Dolor y Lágrimas. And here is the track Un Viejo Amor Popurrí. or an old love medley. And with that, I'll say adios.
así se aleja, pero nunca dice adiós. Un viejo
have been listening to Music for Life. From the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus, I'm Ryan Malone. Thanks for joining me.